You're listening to the MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update Podcast.
It's coming up to 6:40. If you just tuned in, you're listening to the SAFM Market Update with MoneyWeb. I'm your host, Jimmy Moyaha, and we are taking a look at the latest developments from SAA. The pilots at SAA, belonging to two of the unions that represent most of the pilots, have gone on a strike. This is a measure that they wanted to avoid, but it looks as though we've finally gotten to this point. I'm joined on the line by the General Secretary for the National Transport Movement, Ephraim Mphahlele, to take a look at this and try and make sense of it. Dr. Mphahlele, thanks so much for taking the time. Let's start by understanding what's going on here in particular with the flights. I mean, I can imagine consumers and passengers arriving at an airport and being told that your flight is no longer going to be taking off is a very big surprise. When did the strike start and what was the main reason here?
And good evening, sir, and your viewers. The strike started earlier this morning, and it was basically for the purpose of pursuing the strike demands or the wage negotiation demands relating to a 15.7% increase. And in the main, that particular demand was informed by the fact that the salaries of the pilots were actually cut by half during COVID-19, and they had still not been restored to that particular level. And we believe that the 15.7% can actually go a long way in moving towards the restoration of the salaries to pre-COVID levels. But then with regard to the impact of the strike on the operation of SAA, it had a huge impact, and SAA had, as a result of that, cancelled a lot of flights. But we are of the view that SAA management does not have a corporate will to resolve this strike action. We met up with them yesterday, and the acting CEO walked out of the wage negotiation meeting. That's the kind of disrespect that management had been displaying throughout the wage negotiations. But we still believe that they should return back to the negotiation table so that we can then engage and explore various permutations as to how we can then best resolve this strike action.
Dr. Mphahlele, the SAA has put out a statement from their perspective saying that they obviously are reduced flights from their perspective. They say the situation is regrettable, but that the business as SAA will continue. Have they engaged with you since putting out the statement?
They had indicated that they would call us for the purpose of resuming the wage negotiations. We're still waiting for them to actually do that.
Okay.
We are ready to engage with them and, of course, explore various options in respect of the resolution of this matter.
In terms of those resolutions and exploring that, I mean, understanding, of course, 15% could be seen as a significant increase for a single year. But obviously, as you said, the pilots and the other staff did take a significant pay cut during the pandemic. Are you open to negotiating a slightly different structure or a structure that results in a 15% to maybe even 20% over a number of years? How flexible is the situation from your side, understanding that, of course, this is probably the busiest time, and as the pilots that you represent have already expressed, they do want to be in the skies and servicing passengers. How flexible is the negotiation from your perspective?
No, we may, let me just say that cautiously, we may be more than willing to hear them out in respect of how we can best resolve this particular issue. It is also in our best interest to see the airline reclaiming its glory, its past glory, so to speak. But in the light of what management had been doing, we do not believe that they are intending to ensure the sustainability of the airline going forward.
Ndadla Bahlele, between yourselves and the SAA Pilots Association, you represent a significant proportion of the SAA pilots. I think it's probably about 80 to 90% of the pilots that are there at the moment. What happens in the event that this isn't resolved? I mean, obviously SAA, from their perspective, have just returned to profitability, and things like them having to charter alternative flights would become a costly thing from their side of things. What do we do here? How long are you prepared to continue with this action until you are heard?
We are intending to proceed with the strike action until such a time that SAA would have acceded to our demands. We believe that they can afford the demands that we have tabled, given the fact that they had generated profit in the last two financial years.
Ndata Mahlele, have you quantified how much of the how much money that increase will cost SAA? Have you got the numbers around if the 15% is implemented of the pilots that you represent, or of the staff that you represent? It might be more than just the pilots. Have you quantified just around a rough figure around how much this will cost SAA?
We have, but the information is confidential, and we do not want to share that information publicly. But we have quantified the amount, and that is the reason why we are saying the amount in question is affordable in the circumstances. We have done our calculations, and we came to a conclusion that they can afford what we have asked for.
Would this be a once-off increase that you're looking to discuss here, or would this be something that you would then look to have implemented next year as well? So if the 15% is agreed to now, and we go into, or the strike is resolved and the pilots return to work, is this something that you might be saying we expect another 15% next year?
No. We may, of course, depending on the circumstances, the prevailing circumstances in the new year, decide on a new percentile increment, which may not necessarily be 15%.
Well, of course, economic conditions are going to be subject to change. There's nothing you can do around predicting those, and life is one of those things where you have to make the decisions with the information in front of you. We really hope this does get resolved, because we definitely want to see SAA return to the glory that it was as the largest airline on the continent. I think we'll leave the conversation there for now. We'll see if we can try and engage the SAA team once again. We have gotten just that press statement that they put out, but for now we'll leave the conversation there. Thank you so much, Ephraim. That's Ephraim Mphahlele, who is the General Secretary at the National Transport Movement, on the latest SAA pilots strike that has seen some flights being grounded and some passengers being left without any solutions.
You've been listening to another MoneyWeb SAFM Market Update podcast, uploaded weekdays at 7 p.m. For more MoneyWeb podcasts, go to moneyweb.co.za or the app, and follow MoneyWeb News for daily updates.